Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yo, here in the second week of the Great Adventure, even though that he kind of like cut off my music. It's supposed to kind of like, ooh,
at least the Harley was there.
Yeah, come on, Bob.
And the okay, spiel. Oh, yeah.
Quit using this H-I-D-N-I chicken swine, you know, flu as an excuse. Yeah, okay. Oh, now, look, you know, poor Bob, he's laying over there on the ground as we're pumping IVs into him. I could care less. Get up back on that stool and get to work, Bob. Welcome to the second week of Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 AM.
Yeah.
And of course, joined by my beautiful bride, Linda.
Good morning. It feels good to be in the seat this morning. And you know what? I love the rain. I love seasons. And the North State, the beautiful area of the North State, and one of the great reasons that we have decided to dig in deep and keep our feet on the ground, as Carl says, we're digging in, is, well, one of the many reasons is the weather here. So thank God for the rain. And the solstice is today at about 9:45. Now, we want to tell our friends yesterday they had a solstice party.
Yes, they did.
And we missed it.
We've been missing a lot of things that have happened outside the station.
We've been spacing a little bit because it's been, wonderful. Like I said, you can't just be a full-time parent. I mean, a part-time parent. You got to get in there and be a full-time parent. So we've been, as the birthing of the nation and the birthing of the Free Fire Radio and KCNR, we've been
birthing,
right there.
A lot of birthing going on here.
A lot of birthing going on.
Hey, we're going to have a great week this week. It's Christmas week, first of all.
We want to thank Bob and Brenda Belongi, too.
We want to thank Bob and Brenda Belongi, but we also want to thank Jim Bremer. Now, Jim does the news every day, but this man who has another full-time job is in here early in the mornings. He's here late at night. He comes in on the weekends. He works here continuously to help keep this thing going. Between Jim and Bob and Mike Quinn, Mike Johnson, and Ron Smith, Ron is our computer guy, but he's been down hard for like 3 days with a terrible
abscess tooth
problem. So we hope that that doesn't work its way up into his brain and keep him down longer. So
now anyway. I asked Ron if he rode with any of the groups that we've ridden with before, and I think he's the lone rider. Although I have seen some Sturgis shirts. He's worn some Sturgis shirts. So I think the guy's probably, what do they call them, iron butts?
Well, that's one of those things they call people.
That means, explain what an iron butt is.
Well, an iron butt is somebody that rides 1,000 miles in 24 hours. They take off it, and they have to have proof of it. You know, they'll be at a service station, they'll get gas. They have to have a receipt, and it's got to be signed by the station manager. Then they take off, and they've got 24 hours to drive 1,000 miles.
And that is, I'm sure that when we were at Ace Hardware that day, that we talked about this some time ago, we laughed so hard in the aisles of the Ace Hardware on Eureka because they sold monkey butt there. And we were not quite sure exactly what monkey butt was, but it is a true...
I think it was more of a treatment for monkey butt.
Yeah, well, it's called monkey butt
itself.
And they had pink for women and yellow for men.
Well, it's because they're different. Women's monkey butt needs are... probably a lot different than men's monkey
well,
butt.
Well, they had monkey butt wash.
So we gave away
powder.
Monkey butt. We gave monkey butt away on our show.
Yeah, we had.
And speaking
resist.
Of giving away,
oh my gosh, there
today the drawing's going to be done, and in the next hour we're going to say who got the tickets for Sarah Palin.
That's right.
And we've had 50 entries.
And I think these are the $75 tickets.
Yeah, these are good
each.
Tickets. These are good tickets.
I mean, you know, the only thing that was more expensive right. than that was ZZ Top.
Well,
$77 a ticket. And they flew out the door. So, you know.
Yep. And even though there are going to be more sold from what I understand, but these were the first group there. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back and talk about who's going to be on our show this week, but we're also going to talk about some things that happened over the weekend, like...
Going to give some thanks.
How come health care bills have to be signed in the dead of, or voted out of the Senate in the dead of night? Doesn't that seem kind of smack of something of a covert operation that's going on in the United States Senate? Of our, you know, our elected representatives. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
I have failed the treacherous mountain to find you.
Oh, I love what you've done with the cave.
Thank you. And what do you seek, my child?
I seek a sign, master.
That is an easy one. Go to Wonderland Signs in Reading, for they are the masters of signs.
Whether you seek a small graphic for your business or a complete logo design and sign package, Wonderland Signs has the experience and the craftsmanship to get the job done. With 23 years in Shasta County, they are the masters. Wonderland Signs can take you smoothly from concept to the finished product in a variety of media. From old-fashioned hand carving and hand lettering still proudly practiced at Wonderland Signs, to the newest cutting-edge technology in computer graphics, full-color printed vehicle wraps, and Gemini 3D lettering. And their use of the highest quality materials ensures the longevity of their work. No job is too small or too large. When you seek a sign, don't scale a mountain. See the masters in the valley. Wonderland Signs, 3316 South Market Street in Reading.
Taking care of an elderly parent can be an exhausting job. There's no need to do it alone. Home Helpers has been there for many families in the same situation you are in. Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, describes a typical situation.
They are run down. The mom and dad are demanding so much time and attention that a lot of times when we come in, we can alleviate that stress and really help that family become reunited again because they just need a little bit of help.
The parent and adult-child relationship works best when both are independent. Home Helpers can help restore that relationship with assistance for the parent in a way that is a relief for both the child and the parent.
It's hard for kids to also be the child and the caregiver. And sometimes we can take on the role of caregiver and let that child just be the child again.
Home Helpers can provide transportation, meal preparation, housekeeping, and many other services to suit your needs. Call Home Helpers for a personalized assessment.
Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice in Reading. I've learned that getting and staying healthy is easier than people think. It's about making a lot of little changes. To see what I mean, join me Saturdays at 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460, sponsored by Lazy 69 Ranch, home of my favorite grass-fed beef and pastured eggs, and East Earth Tradewinds, the North State's number one source for medicinal herbs and acupuncture.
McDonald's Chapel, support and comfort in difficult times. When you lose a loved one, one call to McDonald's Chapel can make things a little easier for you and your family. The professional staff at McDonald's Chapel will help you with all the arrangements, such as coordination of services, whether in their chapel or your church, family transportation, flowers, and more. Diligence, attention to detail, and professionalism are the hallmarks you'll find at McDonald's Chapel. They pledge to be there every step of the way and to be sensitive to your wishes. Call McDonald's Chapel. You'll find their number in the white pages. McDonald's Chapel is your local Dignity Memorial provider. Service beyond expectation is their promise. McDonald's Chapel in Reading Cemetery, a tradition for over 100 years. When you lose a loved one, one call to McDonald's Chapel can make things a little easier for you and your family. Look for McDonald's Chapel in the white pages of your phone book. McDonald's Chapel, support and comfort in difficult times.
Hi, this is Bruce Blake. Since my wife Sue and I opened Powerhouse Solar in 2003, we have been truly blessed in that our customers are not just clients. We have established friendships that are very dear to both of us. Our employees at Powerhouse Solar are family to us, and it is through their dedication and commitment that our company has continued to grow. We want to wish you and your family a very blessed Christmas and a happy holiday season. Merry Christmas from all of us at Powerhouse Solar.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCR 1460 AM.
Are you doing a kick line yet?
Music. Music. You know what? Every day is a new day in this place. You know, I feel like a dog and I wake up in a new bed every day. Okay, hey, look, the time is 7:15. Our phone number here. We are remiss in doing this.
605-4567. At 8 o'clock, we're going to give away those two Sarah Palin tickets.
605-4567.
And remember, you can always go to KCNR1460.com. And, hey, look up the great lineup that we have through the day and on the weekend. This weekend was what a tremendous feeling of pride I had this
weekend.
What
a huge success it was.
On Saturday, it was our live lineup starting at 8 a.m. And we had just a great – everybody was has a local business that was on. And it just felt so intelligent. It felt like each person – in their hour, go to KCNR1460.com. You'll see the lineup on Saturday.
Well, you know, Kurt Largent started it off at 8 o'clock with a real estate show. And Kurt is, you know, this guy's a pro anyway.
It's not just
when
about...
When it comes to real estate. But I tell you, he is a natural for the radio today.
Well, and when you think real estate, how, you know, you might think monotone and, you know, boring numbers. This guy...
Wrong.
I just sat there and... thought, I think I learned five new things in that hour that I never knew before. I mean, that to me is a wonderful hour of lesson.
Yeah. And then we follow that up with Alana Burke. And Alana prepares herself for her shows tremendously. And she has political commentary. The articles that she writes for the Record Searchlight end up going nationwide. She's in touch with people from all over the United States. She is not, you know, when she gives her opinion, she's more than ready to, you know, to hear what yours is. And if you don't agree with her, yeah, let's just have a little tussle here. Especially, you know.
She riles it up.
She riles it up. Then we had Dr. Trudy Pratt talking about nutrition, and I think her first guest was an acupuncturist.
Very interesting.
It was. And Trudy writes a column for a blog on the Record Searchlight. And it was, it was a very quick moving show. And then Nancy Sutton Pierce comes on. Now, if anybody enjoys doing radio, it's Nancy Sutton Pierce. In her house of yoga, you say, oh, how much can she do? Well, she had a psychologist in with her, and it's how to meet and how to take some of the stress out of the holidays. And
Conscious Living is the name of her show.
Conscious Living, and she just, I mean, she likes this show so much, she's out buying AM radios to give to people.
Well, she also emailed us and said that she could not believe the outpouring of support, and that some people had to leave their houses, go into their cars to listen to 1460 AM because they couldn't get it in their house. So
on their radio. So we expect you all to go out and upgrade your radios for AM.
Upgrade it to AM, bud.
Yeah. And then after that, of course, we had the Belongies on doing their boomer tech.
Wow,
interesting. For all of us who are challenged by a computer, you know, when you start this technology voyage that we have later in life, you know, I think there's something to do with the synapses in your brain doesn't fire fast enough for all of this. So you get somebody who understands that, and they're giving you ideas for presents, ideas on how things work. What a great show that is, Bob.
And then, of course, we had Home Helpers and something
Senior
that
Solutions.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You might go to our website again, 1460am.com. Sharon, who owns Home Solutions, it had a great show regarding what to look for. And, you know, we have the holidays. The holidays are right here. Thursday night is Christmas Eve. I don't know about you, but we bought cards yesterday. We've been so late in getting things. So we bought cards yesterday, and the first place we went to was Linda's Hallmark Shop. And have to tell you that what an amazing Hallmark store. I have never... This is one of the beautiful things about being surprised in Reading, too. Never been to a nicer Hallmark store anywhere I've ever been. Just with the array of different kinds of gifts, it's really a one-stop shop.
And that's over there in PetSmart?
I'm not exactly sure what that center's called.
It's in the one that their Chevy's restaurants in. We should do better than that. But I mean, they're not sponsors of ours, but they we really appreciate that it's a local business and that they're doing they're doing a whole lot for our community. That's Linda's Hallmark Shop. Now, we're going to take a quick break here, and when we come back, we're going to talk the Senate health care plan. We're going to talk about something the Supreme Court did that was a tremendous blow to anti-gun forces and a huge support for those of us who believe in the Second Amendment and our right to carry arms and bear arms. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM.
For many folks, going to the dentist is a frightful event. Dr. William Farrell in Palisadro has always been very sensitive to his patients' fears and apprehensions. Now Dr. Farrell is offering a safe and more comfortable experience, conscious sedation dentistry, a relaxed, comfortable environment where patients have little or no anxiety and little or no memory of the appointment, yet still retain consciousness. Now receive necessary dental care and remain totally relaxed and absolutely comfortable. Call Dr. William Farrell today, 547-5757, for anxiety-free dentistry. That's 547-5757.
You can save your business money by paying less for postage. I'm Jennifer Haynes, Marketing Director with NorCal Presort, your business mailroom. Everyone in business today must save everywhere possible. Outsourcing your postage will save you time and money. Think about it. Is that postage equipment sitting in your office making you money? The answer is no. Listen to what Bonnie from the sales department of Hue & Cry Security has to say.
Hue & Cry has NorCal Presort process our monthly invoices and our sales mailings. They have not only saved us money, but also a lot of time and headache. We're able to put our time and full attention to what we do best, keeping you and your business and your home safe. Because NorCal Presort is managing the Hue & Cry security mail requirements.
You, too, can have savings in first-class and standard mailings. Come and see us at 835 Industrial, just off Hilltop, or call 221-6895. Save time and money today at NorCal Presort, your business mailroom.
Look outside. Winter's here. It's time to get serious about traction. It's time to go see your Les Schwab Tire Center, ready with the winter traction you need to help get you safely back on the road and back to life. City travel, highway driving, get the right traction for whatever you drive. Snow tires, studded or studless, quick fit chains too. No matter where you face winter, we'll help you tackle it. The right winter traction for whatever you drive. You'll find it at the Les Schwab sign.
Market volatility seems here to stay. What does this mean for your investments and what steps should you take? Uncertain times call for experience that you can trust. By working with your Morgan Stanley Smith Barney financial advisor, you'll gain insights that can answer these questions to make important investment decisions for your portfolio today that can help you reach your future goals. Please call Rick Hill at 223-4200. That's Rick Hill at 223-4200.
The residents of the Kirkwood Assisted Living Residence and their families know that they can depend on the Kirkwood staff for a superior level of care and service. The residents know that they are in a safe environment with 24-hour, 7-day-a-week caregivers, and Kirkwood Assisted Living Residence offers a full-time nurse, scheduled transportation, and a wide variety of activities and programs every day. Your apartment is equipped with a private bath and shower, so you feel right at home. Kirkwood Assisted Living Residence offers 5 levels of care and is operated by the not-for-profit Southern California Presbyterian Homes with over 50 years of senior care. So whether you're looking to the future or maybe you need immediate accommodations, the staff at the Kirkwood Assisted Living Residence is ready to answer your questions and give you a tour of their friendly and experienced community with the care and service you expect. Call Kirkwood Assisted Living Residence today at 241-2900. That's 241-2900.
It's a holiday happening at Fields Jewelers Moving Sale. Take advantage of this unique opportunity. Great styles at great prices. Save from 20 to 50% on everything in stock at prices you'll appreciate. Colored stones, diamond pendants, men's watches, engagement and bridal sets, and amazing solitaires. It's the perfect time to find that perfect gift at the Fields Jewelers Moving Sale. Be sure to visit fjredding.com and fill out your holiday wish list.
Welcome back. Ooh, that feels good. Are you just getting out of bed? That is the way to put your feet on the floor. Woo. Good morning. Carl and Linda Bott here. This is Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. We are thrilled for you to tune in and join us this morning. Christmas time, holiday time. Really, I think it's a time for people that really reflect on themselves and dealing with how am I going to, when my uncle or my aunt or my cousins, or, you know, it could be your immediate family, that there sometimes is just the rub. Somebody does something that just, ooh, can just, and I'm not speaking about this personally, but how many people do you know that have that kind of situation? And so really, I suppose this is a time of how do you forgive and forget? It's tough to do, but how do you overlook and not let the boiling point get so high inside of yourself that you just go to the other room, take a deep breath and say, okay, people are people, that's their stuff. And I'm here because I need to, you know, be here for my family, my parents, whatever. So
I think if you've maintained that prescription of mood levelers for the whole year, and then you pour all into the eggnog so that everybody kind of takes a little cup of eggnog and it levels their emotions out for that. You know what? I received a Christmas wish on the computer here, and you can send us emails at carl@kcnr1460.com, and we'll get them here on the show, or you can call us at 605-4567. But this one I thought was a little amusing, you know, as long as you go into the Christmas. To my Republican friends, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ 2010. To my Democratic friends, please accept with no obligation, implied or implicit, my best wishes for an environmentally conscious, socially responsible, low-stress, non-addictive, gender-neutral celebration of the winter solstice holiday, practiced within the most enjoyable traditions of the religious persuasion of your choice or secular practices of your choice. With respect for the religious, secular persuasion and or traditions of others, or their choice not to practice religious or secular traditions at all, I also wish you a fiscally successful, personally fulfilling, and medically uncomplicated recognition of the onset of the generally accepted calendar year 2010, but not without due respect for the calendars of choice of other cultures whose contributions to society have helped make America great. Not to imply that America is necessarily greater than any other country, nor that only America is in the Western Hemisphere. Also, this wish is made without regard to race, creed, color, age, physical ability, religious faith, or sexual preference of the wish. Now, does that cover everything? Anyway, Merry Christmas.
Was that a rant?
That wasn't a rant. That was just, I thought that was pretty cute.
I mean, after all, you know, we heard the rumor on the street that somebody said that they were calling us rant radio.
I don't know why. We're such sweethearts, you know.
So, rant radio.
I don't see Nancy Sutton Pierce as a ranter.
No,
or,
not at all.
Pratt and Dennis Miller. I think one of the things Dennis Miller says, well, this is my rant of the day,
yeah,
but he's not out there advocating the presidency fail,
yeah,
among other things. So,
that's true.
You know what? I always consider the source that comes from and ignore it, because you're not going to please everybody.
That's right.
Except we just happen to have pleased a whole lot of people. And they're glad we're here. We're glad we're back. We're glad we're back. Okay, you know, we're after the break here, and we got a break here in a couple minutes. We're going to start discussing a little bit about the health care program or the plan that was just passed, because really it's not clear exactly everything that was in that plan. We'll talk a little bit about that, but also about this huge decision made by the Supreme Court that literally changed the way that the anti-gunners are going to have to go to try to take our weapons away from us. It has to do not with grabbing them right out of our hands, but making them impossible to buy, essentially. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on KCNR 1460 AM. Join us after these messages.
The you own a small business or home business? Looking for a cost-effective office solution instead of working out of your home office or local Starbucks? My name is Phil Keister, and I opened Reading Business Connection for people just like you. For less than $200 a month, we offer an upscale and professional office with everything needed for you to work and meet with your clients. Reading Business Connection is located at 833 Mistletoe Lane. Call us at 223-4561. That's 223-4561. Or visit our website, readingbusinessconnection.com.
Have you felt the coolness in the morning? Winter is on the way. Is your chimney ready? Hi, this is Bob with Flu Season Chimney Sweeps. We are professionally certified chimney sweeps, inspectors, and generally fun people to be with. You may have thought that chimney sweeps were dirty, dull bottom feeders, and perhaps some are. However, with Flu Season Chimney Sweeps, life is full. We are literate, intelligent, fast, easy, intelligible, stainless, forthright, user-friendly, lively, and leaders. Call Flu Season, your chimney professionals, at 221-3331.
Welcome back. You're listening to Free Fire Radio. This is Carla Lindabot, KCNR 1460, 605. Well, let's say this, 605-4567, and we're taking your calls. Right now, it's 46 out. It's a little foggy and rainy, and the time is 7:31. Good morning.
Good morning. I thought you were saying the time's 6:05, and I thought, wow, we're here early. You know, I like that music Journey and all that. You know, okay, hey, what happened in the Supreme Court last week? That was big. I don't know if you remember, but when the a lot of anti-gun mayors like Bloomberg out of New York and these other people, they started bringing lawsuits against the gun makers, the manufacturers. When they realized they couldn't legislate our right to own weapons away, they decided to go after the gun manufacturers, just like they did after the big tobacco companies. Now, the way they did it for the big tobacco companies is people couldn't remember how, if they've been smoking for 30 years, which cigarettes they smoked. So what the government did, you know, Clinton Holder.
What?
And and the Attorney General Reno back then was, they would say, okay, Philip Morris, you've got 30% of the market, so 30% of the cost of paying for this is going to come out of you. You know, not because the person smoked that cigarette, it's because they just wanted to spread the wealth across the tobacco industry and take more and more money. So what did they do is they decided that anybody that was injured with a weapon, they were going to sue the gun owner manufacturers, and they were going to do it in such a way that they would charge them for this. Because in 2005, there was the Protection of Lawful Commerce Act passed. It was called the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act. What that did was it protected the arms manufacturers, and it protected them, and it backdated, grandfathered them, so people couldn't sue them for this. Saying that you can't sue somebody to shut down their business because somebody uses their equipment or their tool, whatever they make, illegally. Well, that's when all these anti-gun owners, people want to take your weapons away from you, went after them by saying, oh no, we can sue you like this. You know, that law is unconstitutional. Well, the Supreme Court last week actually threw out that last case that was in front of it. And they struck down the last trial, which was Adams versus Beretta on December 14th. The last case that came in front of them saying that this money, these people could sue the weapons manufacturers over the fact that their weapons were used and people were injured, and that they needed to spread out the amount of money throughout the whole arms industry. The final nail was put in the coffin of that type of legislation. So Supreme Court did us a favor in the Second Amendment. So now those laws or those lawsuits should go away forever. And we actually have our arms manufacturers are actually protected from frivolous lawsuits that's already cost hundreds of millions of dollars. So that's a big plus if you believe in the Second Amendment. What I don't understand is why is it if somebody believes that they shouldn't own a gun, that I shouldn't own a gun? Why is it that they want to take ammunition away from me or make it hard for me to buy ammunition? I've never done anything illegal. I don't have a felony arrest record. I don't have a misdemeanor arrest record. So why do I have to give my thumbprint and a background investigation to buy a box of 22 ammunition? Somebody tell me in the Constitution why I have to give a thumbprint so I can buy ammunition if I'm a law-abiding citizen. And get this, I can walk next door with a piece of paper that's crumpled up that says recommendation on it and my name and buy a pound of federally banned drugs, marijuana. Now,
I guess one would assume that marijuana, there are several terms for the word or the use of marijuana is not something that can kill you. And where even driving under the influence, there are people who are operating machines, cars, that smoke marijuana on a regular basis. This is under pain management. So I don't understand, and I'm sure a lot of people will understand or can't understand, how you can put bullets and guns in the same category as pot.
Oh, I can do it. It's real easy. I have the constitutional right to carry a weapon if I meet all the requirements. I have the constitutional right to have bullets for that weapon. It's not against the law anywhere for me to do that. They have struck down those laws. Yet it is against the law in almost every place in the United States to have and possess marijuana. And so yet when you come into California, you want to go out and buy 6 ounces of purple haze. Only thing I need is a recommendation from somebody. And it's usually somebody that advertises in the paper saying, hey, come on down. Pay me your $175. And guess what? I bet I can find a reason for you to be able to have a recommendation to smoke marijuana. And then they can use it. Yet if they have that same amount or, 6 ounces and they walk into Idaho, I'm just saying Idaho, I don't know for sure, they can get arrested. They can be put in jail. Yet I can walk in Idaho with a box of 22 ammunition. Do you think somebody's going to arrest me for that? No. Don't misunderstand the fact. I could care less if you smoke marijuana. I mean, that's up to you. You're an adult. You want to put things in your body? Fine. Go for it. I am not trying to restrict your use of marijuana. Why are you restricting my use of ammunition to be able to go out and shoot? I mean, I don't understand that whole concept. But then again, there's a lot of things about the government here in California I don't understand.
605-4567. We're taking your calls. We do have a caller coming in. I don't know. I'm going to say something that's kind of maybe a little smirky. So if you're smoking pot, does that mean you're going to shoot slower?
I don't know if you're going to shoot slower. I don't know. I haven't done it. So, I mean, I don't know exactly what it does for you. I mean, it could do it. Who knows what it can do for you.
Maybe mellows you out.
Hey,
anyway,
let's go to the phones.
Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Linda and Carl.
Hey.
What's on your mind?
Am I missing something here?
I remember that bill, 962, that got passed about the ammunition.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, there's another bill. I'm not sure the number. I think it's 973 or something that they're going to vote on to repeal that law.
Yeah.
Have you heard that?
Well, I've heard something like that, but I tell you, the chance of that happening is, it's somewhere between small and zero.
Minute.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, it's kind of like that the it's like you're at the circus, and instead of the ringmaster running the circus, it's like the clowns are in charge in Sacramento. Yeah. You know what? And every time you turn around, this little bitty car stops, and 36 more of these clowns get out, beating each other over the head with these with these inflated pig bladders.
That's a good visual.
They're making these rude noises when they sit down. You know, it's like, you know, they're hitting each other in the face with pies, and this is what we call legislation in Sacramento.
Wow, it's a joke. I know. Hey, I don't understand it.
Hey, Bob, carry? Do you have guns?
Yeah, I have a CCW permit.
Okay, so I mean, this is hitting home for you too, as far as the ammunition bill. And
right.
Recently, Carl, weren't you saying that if you were going to go out to the range and you had two boxes and you went over your limit, that you could actually?
They did change that part, realizing that was the stupidest thing next to this that they could have possibly done. That said, oh, you can't. I cannot give a box of ammunition more than 51 rounds to somebody else. You know, so, you know, I couldn't wait for that to happen so that we could line up everybody in Redding in Shasta County down at the Civic Center and just start passing around boxes of 51 rounds of .22 ammunition and make us all be arrested.
Yeah, I don't think the sheriff would do that.
Well, no, but you know what? I wish he would. You know what? Let's line everybody up, arrest the whole town, starting with the mayor. And that shows how stupid this thing is.
Well, the sheriff's going to be on Thursday, so if you got any questions, you need to ask.
He'll be here
Pasenka.
Tomorrow.
Yeah,
Sheriff Pasenka tomorrow.
Okay.
That's right.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a break, Bob. I hope you have a great holiday and a Merry Christmas to you and your family. Be well, be safe. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on KCNR 1460 AM.
The residents of the Kirkwood Assisted Living Residence and their families know that they can depend on the Kirkwood staff for a superior level of care and service. The residents know that they are in a safe environment with 24-hour, 7-day-a-week caregivers, and Kirkwood Assisted Living Residence offers a full-time nurse, scheduled transportation, and a wide variety of activities and programs every day. Your apartment is equipped with a private bath and shower, so you feel right at home. Kirkwood Assisted Living Residence offers 5 levels of care and is operated by the not-for-profit Southern California Presbyterian Homes with over 50 years of senior care. So whether you're looking to the future or maybe you need immediate accommodations, the staff at the Kirkwood Assisted Living Residence is ready to answer your questions and give you a tour of their friendly and experienced community with the care and service you expect. Call Kirkwood Assisted Living Residence today at 241-2900. That's 241-2900.
Christmas Day. Celebrate with a Christmas feast planned, prepared, and cleaned up by CR Gibbs. Spend the day enjoying the family instead of in the kitchen, because CR Gibbs is preparing a fabulous Christmas Day feast for the entire family. Enjoy great company with a traditional Christmas meal, including entree selections, side dishes, desserts, and much, much more. Reserve your table now for a spectacular holiday buffet and all-you-can-eat gourmet meal at CR Gibbs American Grill in Redding. Anytime from 1 p.m. until 7 p.m., it's holiday eatertainment at its finest from the legendary kitchen of C.R. Gibbs. Come feast and enjoy prime rib, roast turkey with all the trimmings, baked ham, seafood, salads, and a large selection of desserts. Reservations for this very special Christmas Day eatertainment celebration are recommended by calling 221-2335. That's 221-2335. Make your plans now. We look forward to serving you and yours on Christmas Day at C.R. Gibbs American Grill, Hilltop Drive, Redding.
We see it several times a week. Someone walks into our office after spending thousands of dollars somewhere else for a handful of hearing aids which just don't work for them. It's very upsetting because it's so unnecessary.
If that's what's happened to you or someone you know, find a pen and piece of paper. You'll want to write down this number. Patricia Weil and Leslie Shoji of the Redding Hearing Institute are university-trained audiologists. They can provide an accurate hearing evaluation and professional guidance in selecting and programming hearing aids that best fit your needs.
And here's the best part. We want you to try them before you buy them. That's right. Take your new hearing aids home and try them out. We're confident you'll love your new hearing aids. And at the Redding Hearing Institute, our hearing aids are always 40 to 60% off MSRP, all makes and models.
For an appointment, call this number today, 226-3320, or check the white pages of your phone book, the Redding Hearing Institute, where you can try them before you buy them.
I'm a wife, a mom, and a grandmother. And for 26 years, I've been a registered nurse and health educator. Hi, this is Nancy Sutton Pierce. Join me every Saturday from 11 to 12 a.m. on the Conscious Living Show. It's your time. Let's talk health, love, life challenges, and so much more. Set your dial at 1460 on Saturday at 11 for the Conscious Living Show, brought to you by Nancy Sutton's House of Yoga.
Going shopping?
Explore the choices.
And shop Reading.
Hello, this is Frank Strazzarino, president of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce. Did you know that when you buy goods and services in Reading, you are supporting a local business, its owner, and employees in these tough economic times, and your tax dollars give us better police and fire protection, maintain our roads, parks, and trail system, and contribute to our Reading quality of life.
Going shopping?
Explore the choices.
And shop Reading.
Yes, it's Carla Linda Bott here. Are you up and ready to go? Woo. That just makes me want to dance. Hey, gentlemen, if you want to hear this at Christmas, go to Four Winds Jewelry. Buy her the big one.
Okay. You know, we've got to
put it under the tree, will you?
We've got to start screening. We've got to start screening these commercials. Okay, Four Winds Jewelry,
can 2225. That's when you bought me that bracelet for my birthday last year. That's when
okay.
I cried.
Got it. 2225 Hilltop Drive. You know, you go into Leonard's place there, and he has a tremendous amount and a great selection of jewelry at all prices.
And you know what?
With screams like that, it could be worth that. You know, of walking in there and but here, let me give you a secret. You go in a Leonard shop, do not ask this man a question unless you want the answer.
The truth.
This man is as truthful as a person can be. And if you bring out that little hinky diamond ring you've had since you were 12 and say, "What do you think of this?" You can just see Leonard trying to fight it. It's kind of like that movie with Jim Carrey when he said he couldn't tell a lie. And, you know, he did, grabbed his mouth. He rolls around on the floor. But I promise you that the answer, the truth, will come out of Leonard's mouth. And you can't do any better than that.
I think gold is like $1,300.
No, it's not that much. It's gone down.
But I wonder what it is. But we'll find out in the next 5 minutes.
Okay.
But if you can take your gold in there, and he gives the best prices of gold and best prices for gold in town.
Yeah.
And he's really an honest guy. So we highly
Jewelry,
recommend it.
2225 yeah. Hilltop Drive. Okay. All right. Let's talk a little quick. Let's go on to the health care. You know,
we need the scream for that.
That's the scream of you being bent over and hurt. Okay. The health care plan, at least this version of the Senate's health care plan, was voted on like 1 o'clock in the morning. I have a couple questions. Okay, what exactly is in this health care plan? That's 2,000 pages. I understand they added another 400 pages of amendments to it. I'm having a problem here. Did everybody read that? Well, not me. I didn't read it. I haven't even seen it. I guess somebody can send me an email and tell me where I can find it so I can start reading it. But makes no difference because it once it's out of the Senate, it goes back to the House where they work out these compromises. The House votes on it with that group of clowns, and then they come on over back to the Senate, and they vote on it again. It appears that the abortion part, that you know, federally funded abortions is not in it, but then again, we're not sure. I think it also has said things is that are illegal aliens covered? No, but maybe. I'm not sure on that one either. I know what the headlines say. Bob's looking at me. I know what the headlines say, but the devil is in the details. What little minor additions have been added to change the meaning of that, you know, that top line? You know how you have the headlines that draws your attention to it? And then down there, like 150 words into the article, there's this little thing that says, oh, by the way. That's what I'm afraid the health care bill is going to be. Oh, by the way.
Honey.
What?
I am so exhausted. I'm exhausted. I'm not the only one that's exhausted because of the stacked deck. It's twisted every day. It's wordage has changed. Everything has changed every day. What are we supposed to do? People who are listening, what are we supposed to do? I hear what you're saying, but what can we do? That's where I'm at. What can I do?
Well, the only thing is you got to get to your senators. You got to get to your congressmen. Not that we don't know how they're all going to vote, but then we've got to let them know. I mean, does health care need to be fixed in this country? Yes, parts of it do. Parts absolutely need to be fixed. What's it going to cost? How is Social Security going to be changed? And by the way, for the first time that anybody can remember, there is no cost of living advance or allowance in this year's budget. In other words, Social Security members will not get that little 2 or 3% bump, you know, to keep up the cost of living. Neither is the military retirees for the first time. They're not getting a little 2% to keep up with inflation. Yet, from what I understand, Congress and government has voted themselves that little 2 or 3%.
Meanwhile, bills are going down while we're just trying to keep up with Christmas shopping and going home and visiting our family and just trying to keep some sanity in our lives. But we're taking your calls, 605-4567. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. This is KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio. Hey, this is Linda Bott, and I'm here with Joe Adamson from Adamson's Peak Performance. I hear there's something hot going on, Joe. What is it?
Yes, Linda, and just in time for the new year, we put together an amazing 90-day weight loss program, which includes meal plans, nutritional counseling, an online nutrition journal, unlimited small group personal training, weekly personal training, the .fit 90-day lean pack, and a health club membership. All for under $200 a month.
Under $200 a month. Well, sign me up. Where do I go?
Call 221-8006 and we'll get you started today.
Great. See you there.
I enjoy Tobacco and Brew. Why? They have the finest walk-in humidor in the North State. They also have an excellent choice of tobacco accessories to include pipes, humidors, cigar cutters, and lighters. And after you've made your selection, walk on over and have a great cup of gourmet coffee from Espresso Joe's. Then pick out your favorite wine or beer. They have a great selection. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. So much more than just a tobacco shop.
The ownership has changed, but the people you've relied on to keep your RV fit, functioning, and roadworthy are the same. Hi, this is Scott Backstrom, General Manager of B&B RV in the former Gamble's location. We're now open for parts and service, featuring RVIA certified technicians, warranty repairs, a full body shop, and parts department. And B&B welcomes extended service contracts too. Your old RV friends are under new ownership. B&B RV in the former Gamble's location at 3750 Auto Mall Drive in Anderson.
Kurt Largent here of the Largent team at Keller Williams Realty, and I want to invite you to tune in this Saturday morning on KCNR 1460 from 8 to 9 for the Kurt Largent team Real Estate Hour. This is not your ordinary real estate drivel. I promise you, you will not fall back asleep when you tune in. We're the very best at what we do, and we know this market inside and out. So call in. Let me take you from your personal real estate purgatory to the Largent team Real Estate Heaven. There's a reason we've done more than 80 deals this year, even in this current market. Listen in, find out everything there is to know about Reading Real Estate. Brought to you by Keller Williams Realty.
MD Imaging Radiologist, Dr. Patricia Hansen.
When you're dealing with things like cancer and heart disease, things that are life-threatening, trust becomes very important.
With 15 subspecialized radiologists on staff, accredited by the American College of Radiologists, MD Imaging provides a collaborative environment in which your diagnosis can have several radiologists involved. With multiple doctors examining and discussing your images, your diagnosis will have greater certainty. Here's MD Imaging radiologist Dr. Danford Bickmore.
We're fortunate to have a facility like MD Imaging right here in Reading, so you don't have to go to Sacramento or San Francisco to get that same level of expertise.
When it comes to medical imaging, you have a choice. There is a difference. So choose the leader in medical imaging. MD Imaging. Trust.
Your American Cancer Society's Discovery Shop, located at 2625 Park Marina Drive in Reading, is your donation headquarters. If you're clearing out your home for the holidays or just need more room in the house or garage, please don't forget that the Discovery Shop is a great place to drop off your unwanted items. They resell clothing, accessories, household items, books, and just about anything that you have. And don't forget to ask how you can become a volunteer. Volunteers are always needed at the Discovery Shop, so support the fight against cancer by supporting the Discovery Shop at 2625 Park Marina Drive.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, clearly news talk radio for Reading. This is KCNR Shasta Reading.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in KCNR 1460 AM. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, gift cards. Think of this. Gift cards, gourmet coffee, espresso machines. These are perfect stocking stuffers.
Putting an espresso machine
maybe
in
not the espresso machine, but the
Santa's
gift
stocking.
Cards. And they've got a lot of little other great gifts there,
Carl,
too.
Carl, go in that.
Oh, hell,
too.
I'll go in there. I'll get it, you know. I love gift cards from Tobacco and Brew. I end up, you know, getting some really fine things out of there.
Hey, let's go to the
Joe
phone.
And Shelley.
Oh, Joe and Shelley.
Great. Okay. Daniel, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Daniel! Hey! First time you've called.
Well, I was waiting until you get settled down a little bit.
Thanks. Oh. No, great.
That could take a while, Daniel.
Hey, you know what we're missing, Carl? And I'm sure it's
our duck.
We put the duck up for our internet show, but we've got to find that. I think it's in your man bag.
It is. It's in my man bag.
In your mag.
Right.
Okay, Daniel, good morning. What's up?
Well, you know, that's one thing Carl's never had to do is man up. Well, I was calling, you know, I'm just kind of concerned about the Senate. You know, they used to be considered the quote-unquote mature group of Congress, where they would be slow and considered on the things that they did. And now it seems that they want to do is they want to use a bomb to blow a ward off.
I think you're right. You know, if this is such an important part of legislation for our country, for our people. I mean, this might be the biggest one in this entire century. I mean, even bigger than I shouldn't say the entire century, but at least as big as the, you know, the civil rights movement and all this, because of what a huge impact that had on people. Back in the 60s, this one is going to have a huge impact on all stratas of society. I don't care who it is. And it could have a long-term effect on our children, grandchildren, and their children also, which is a scary thing to me.
Well, the thing that gets me, you know, and I'm getting up to that age, but my mom is already there, all my friends' parents are already there, is the fact that those that are on Medicare, they don't realize that Congress, especially this bill with the Senate, has taken so much away from them. You know, they don't get their cost of living adjustment on the Social Security, all those types of things. So, you know, the folks that are older than the baby boomer generation are not calling and writing, and they're not really paying attention to what's going on, and that really concerns me also.
Well, I think that's the problem. I think people are starting to feel this is just one thing after another. They're getting hammered over and over again by these bills or proposed bills that are coming out of Congress. Again, who has read the 2,000 pages for this health care plan? I mean, and then the four, and I guess another 400 pages of amendments. Who's read it?
I tried to, but it's changed. So,
well, see, that's it.
You started to read, you got to go back and start all over again.
That's the
sleight
of hands.
I read the original one. I read the original 1,500, you know, pages, you know, broke it down, but it has nothing to do with reality anymore.
No, that's a fact.
Okay, well, this is – go ahead, Daniel.
And I just want to shift one more little gear on there. You know, we had this climate conference over there in Copenhagen. And Hillary, I don't know where she thinks we're going to get the money, but she's saying that we're going to commit $100 billion a year.
$130? Yeah, you know, that's true. It's another way of moving the money from our country to people that are less fortunate. Yep.
This is exactly what I'm talking about, Daniel. We really appreciate your call. Glad to have you back on board. We're going to have to take a break, but the point
keep
is,
calling, Daniel.
How often do we have to keep on refreshing the bill, looking at this every single day with our busy lives? We have to keep on top of the bill. We got to take a break here. Ready for the news. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR, 1460 AM. Carl and Linda Bott, phone lines here are 605-4567. The time is 8:06. The weather is, it's a little damp out there. It's a little windy. It's like 46 degrees. It's kind of like winter. Oh, my God.
Love the rain. Hey.
Okay, little drum roll here. Do we have a little drum roll over there? Okay, no drum roll.
By the way, Bob Alonji, we are so thrilled.
Okay, put some sound effects in here or something. Machine gun.
Well, that's broken glass, but that's okay.
That's not exactly it. Okay.
I think Annie Lennox can cover that one.
The
winner of the Sarah Palin tickets
is Dave.
Dave from Best Way Upholstery.
Dave from Best. Yay! So, Dave, give us a call. We also have your phone number, but give us a call, and we will get those tickets to you.
Okay, we want you to mark it on your speed dial. 605-4565 is our office. It's our office line. If you have something you want to talk to us about, leave us a message, whatever. 605-4565. The hotline for the studio. Put that on your speed dial, too. 605-4567. Always go to KCNR1460.com. Drop us an email. Let us know what you think. By the midweek, we're going to have our Facebook open so you can jot us thoughts while we're online, and we'll be talking to you that way as well.
In fact, people send us emails during the show. We got one from Joel Stratton-McClure talking about a blog that Mark Beecham wrote, Not Business as Usual, about how business downtown is going to pot. I don't know if that's true, but
literally,
I think they're pointing out a few new places right down in the resurgence, the renaissance of the downtown area, besides having a brand new, kick butt radio station called KCNR 1460 AM.
They got some kick butt pot.
They've got some, different places around here that you had not seen them before, but that's another show. This show, we've got a great guest.
We have a special guest that just arrived.
And his name is Dave Lanford.
A great face.
Dave Lanford has an integral part of this county. He is the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer and has done as much for our veterans as anybody else in this county to help get the veterans programs into programs that they rate, to help educate people on those programs, to help families find those programs that will help their parents, which is a huge thing. So, Dave Lanford, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. Can I just give you a compliment?
Sure.
Please. When Carl retired from the Marines the second time and he moved up to Reading, you were in his contacts and he would call you. And I just want our listeners to know that when anybody I ever had talked to, a lot of the veterans with that would hang out in front of the Tobacco and Brew, the Patriot Guard riders, people that we rode with, you have always been accessible. And I have to just commend you for your very busy job. You made it your business to be completely available to the veterans of the North State. And I thank you for that.
Thank you, Linda. We actually made a few changes when I became the service officer, and we added about 5 phone lines into our department. And, of course, I opened up the email business, too, for communication. So oftentimes when I'll make phone calls at 6 o'clock at night, and they'll say, Dave, what are you still doing at work? Well, I don't do this every night, but that's what I'm doing. I'm returning those phone calls. And so we get somewhere between 2,600 and 3,000 incoming calls every month. And, the staff is the same way. We want to get back to the people. So,
well, you truly are a person who serves the people. And we're going to be taking your calls. Our guest is Dave Lanford, 605-4567. Got to take a break here. This is Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
Master, I have scaled the treacherous mountain to find you. Oh, I love what you've done with the cave.
Thank you. And what do you seek, my child?
I seek a sign, Master.
That is an easy one. Go to Wonderland Signs in Reading, for they are masters of signs.
Whether you seek a small graphic for your business or a complete logo design and sign package, Wonderland Signs has the experience and the craftsmanship to get the job done. With 23 years in Shasta County, they are the masters. Wonderland Signs can take you smoothly from concept to the finished product in a variety of media. From old-fashioned hand carving and hand lettering still proudly practiced at Wonderland Signs to the newest cutting-edge technology in computer graphics, full-color printed vehicle wraps, and Gemini 3D lettering. And their use of the highest quality materials ensures the longevity of their work. No job is too small or too large. When you seek a sign, don't scale a mountain. See the masters in the valley. Wonderland Signs, 3316 South Market Street in Reading.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, wishing you a great time with friends and family this holiday season. We get calls this time of year as adult children come home to visit mom and dad and discover they could use a little extra help around the house. Here are a few things you may want to look for. Is the food in the refrigerator fresh? Check expiration dates. Are medications being refilled on time and being taken properly? Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or lock the doors at night? You can visit our website for more helpful tips at readinghomehelpers.com. We would be happy to answer any questions you might have about caring for loved ones and how our services can help. Give us a call at 226-8350. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
How much would you pay for a dinner consisting of a 6-ounce lean and tender center-cut sirloin steak with salad, bread, and baked potato or fries? At Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista, you'll only pay $6.95. Or choose the chicken breast filet or the jumbo prawns from the Senior Super Value menu every Sunday through Thursday evening from 5 to 8:30. Or go ahead and splurge with a 10-ounce ribeye dinner, $8 at Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet. Highway 299 in Bella Vista, just east of the Deschutes Road intersection.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
Black Friday doesn't hold a candle to the deals this month at Carmona's Appliance Center as we clear out the warehouse and get ready for the 2010 models coming soon. We're making deals on Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, Amana, and Janair appliances, including all floor models and scratch and dent items. With the holidays here and company coming, you face more cooking and laundry. Why not replace those old appliances now with Energy Star appliances at the best prices of the year? Save now and save for years to come with reduced energy consumption. Carmona Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane in Reading, and the only independently owned appliance and mattress store in Red Bluff at 330 Walnut Street. Carmona's, your appliance dealer to trust since 1945, wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
Hi, this is Bruce Blake. Since my wife Sue and I opened Powerhouse Solar in 2003, we have been truly blessed in that our customers are not just clients. We have established friendships that are very dear to both of us. Our employees at Powerhouse Solar are family to us, and it is through their dedication and commitment that our company has continued to grow. We want to wish you and your family a very blessed Christmas and a happy holiday season. Merry Christmas from all of us at Powerhouse Solar.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460 AM. Our guest is Dave Lamford. The time is 8:15. Our phone numbers here are 605-4567. Dave, unfortunately, is stepping down after being in the office for almost a decade, either associated with it or in charge. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Dave, what are some of the changes you've seen in the 10 years that you've been in the office?
I think the biggest change that's coming on for us is happening here real soon, and that is our new facility that's going to be on West Street. Matter of fact, I think the address is 1855 West Street. That's the we're going to be sharing the facility with the district attorney, the old library, and district attorney will take the top level. We'll be moving down to the bottom level. It increases my space by about 50% or so.
Gee, I'm not too sure. And being on the floor underneath the district attorney is a good idea. You know, what you know, rolls downhill. And they've been having problems lately.
Well,
it has nothing to do with the question I asked you.
No,
but
We have our. Like we won't be going through the district attorney's office or anything like that. We have our own street front entrance, so it's like our own separate building.
Right. Okay. So that's
for those people who are listening. We are with Dave Lanford. Tell us, tell our listeners here on KCNR exactly the title of and your description of what you are doing.
Well, the title is Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. It is a department head position. It is our mission is basically threefold. We counsel, do comprehensive counseling to veterans getting out of the service and even some of our more senior veterans on their benefits from the VA as well as local benefits and state benefits as well. I call the second part of that mission is actually assisting veterans with the claims for pension and compensation and other types of financial benefits and even to the point of filing appeals on their behalf if they don't like a decision they get. And finally, that our the third arm of that mission is to provide outreach as best we can within the constraints we have on our budget constraints and that sort of thing.
Are you going to be able to add any people to your crew?
Well, what they allowed me to do is help design. So I laid it out so that we have space for additional volunteers or work studies and space for an additional vet rep. But initially here, we're not going to be able to expand. Just the budget problem within the state of California is going to prevent that from happening.
Yeah, well, this budget is, we're going to have Sheriff Basenko on tomorrow, Trish Clark, Shasta County, big in Shasta County politics. And then Chief Peter Hansen on Thursday. I mean, and everybody is suffering from this. Now, you have a replacement that went through. They went through a huge process to find a replacement for you. I guess it was a worldwide search that Larry Lee from Shasta County actually did interviews in 8 or 9 countries to try and find your replacement.
No, that's you're stretching it a little bit, Carl. There, we went statewide and, you know,
counties,
countywide.
Honey. Yeah. Without the R.
Counties. Yeah,
okay.
Not,
I
not states
that.
And countries. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
No.
Okay, so, and then your replacement has just been named.
He's just been announced.
And we have the opportunity and the pleasure to introduce your replacement on our show today. So, Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Carl, Linda, and Dave. My
good morning,
pleasure
Bob.
To be with you this morning.
So, Dave, introduce your replacement.
Well, Bob Dunlap is a retired Chief Master Sergeant from the United States Air Force. He was a first sergeant, and I like to always say with first sergeants that that's probably as close as an enlisted guy gets to a command billet is being a first sergeant. So he had responsibility probably in his units for 600-plus airmen as well as NCOs, senior NCOs, and civilians. So he comes with a quite a breadth of background and capability and knowledge on, at least for us, for the retired types that are in the community. So a lot of capability there, a lot of understanding of even part of the programs that we already currently get involved in, like, for instance, dependency indemnity compensation claims and things like that. He's done that sort of work with the military side.
So, hey, Bob, where are you from?
Well, I'm a 73 graduate of Anderson High School, so I'm a local kid. I went to Shasta College and then 76 went in the Air Force, and that was my life until 2003 when I retired and we set up a small business in Cottonwood. So I'm about as local boy as you can get.
And what kind of business did you have when you were in Cottonwood?
Oh, it's Secret Sam stuff. I got a private investigating business. I do background checks for a large telecommunications company.
Oh, okay.
So
can't ask you about that, huh?
Well, there's no sneaking around, peeking in windows type of thing. We have the luxury of working out of our house and doing computer and telephone type work. So major transition, getting back into my military affiliation, getting back with the veterans and working with Dave and being in sponge mode for a while and learning all the things that he is doing.
You realize how big a set of shoes you have to fill here, right?
Yeah, I understand they're size 17. So, Dave is—he's a local hero because you know, he has done some things for the veterans community. They're just unsung, and I'm very, very proud to work with him and to try to succeed him.
Well, congratulations on your new position. When do you actually take your seat?
Well, the seat is sort of floating out there. My first day will be the 18th of January. Dave's last official will be the first week of February. So we'll have some transition between those few weeks there.
Well, that's good because I have a feeling that this is going to be in the process of moving during that time frame or not.
Well,
no?
Well, we're going to probably – you're talking about into the new facility.
Right.
That's going to be either late spring, early summer time.
Okay. All right. Hey, we've got to take a quick break here. This is Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM.
Have you felt the coolness in the morning? Winter is on the way. Is your chimney ready? Hi, this is Bob with Flu Season Chimney Sweeps. We are professionally certified chimney sweeps, inspectors, and generally fun people to be with. You may have thought that chimney sweeps were dirty, dull bottom feeders, and perhaps some are. However, with Flu Season Chimney Sweeps, life is full. We are literate, intelligent, fast, easy, intelligible, stainless, forthright, user-friendly, lively, and leaders. Call Flu Season, your chimney professionals, at 221-3331.
Hard times usually mean compromise. Not so at Steve's A to Z Appliances in downtown Cottonwood. Serving the North State for 40 years, Steve's has it all. Whether it's new appliances, used appliances, parts, service, or even TVs, Steve has what you need at prices you can afford. So, before you buy, don't compromise. Give Steve at Steve's A to Z Appliances a call, or better yet, stop by their showroom, Steve's A to Z Appliances, at the corner of Front Street and Main Street in downtown Cottonwood.
Ah, there it is, Shasta.com Access Now on Mistletoe Lane, where they sold lovely, glorious, beautiful internet service. It just seems like yesterday. There we stood looking in the front window at the holy grail of gifts, high-speed internet. They had everything internet, super fast DSL, clear wire broadband, and even satellite internet. I ran to the mall to tell Santa.
Ho, ho, ho. What would you like for Christmas, little boy?
I want high-speed internet.
Don't you want a Red Ryder BB gun?
Oh, no, Santa. You could put your eye out with that. I want high-speed internet.
Hi, this is Andy Main. This year, give the gift the whole family can enjoy, high-speed internet. To sign up, visit us on the web at Shasta.com or call us at 224-6866. Sign up in December and get a free month of DSL service. Don't forget to shop local this holiday season. It's good for the community.
And we promise our service won't put your eye out.
Kurt Largent here of the Largent team at Keller Williams Realty, and I want to invite you to tune in this Saturday morning on KCNR 1460 from 8 to 9 for the Kurt Largent team Real Estate Hour. This is not your ordinary real estate drivel. I promise you, you will not fall back asleep when you tune in. We're the very best at what we do, and we know this market inside and out. So call in. Let me take you from your personal real estate purgatory to the Largent team real estate heaven. There's a reason we've done more than 80 deals this year, even in this current market. Listen in, find out everything there is to know about Reading Real Estate. Brought to you by Keller Williams Realty.
Citizens of Shasta County, we all know the economic downturn has reduced financial resources. The Shasta County Deputy Sheriffs have seen dramatic cuts that have reduced patrol deputies, DA investigators, and jail staff who are forced to release child molesters and thieves back on the street unchecked. Now the Board of Supervisors is back in the pockets of our deputies demanding additional cuts in pay this year to bring their pay down 15%. Your deputies agreed to help with the county's financial problems by matching what the Board of Supervisors have done by taking a 5% cut. This is the deputies and DA investigators' only source of income, unlike members of the Board of Supervisors. The board members voted to reduce their salary by only $244 per month. Yet deputies who risk their lives to protect you are expected to reduce their salary by over $500 per month. Services that are critical to the safety of our citizens are in jeopardy. Supervisors, do what's fair. Lead by example. Don't single out our law enforcement. Don't try to balance your budget by continuing to slash their salaries. This message brought to you by the Shasta County Deputy Sheriff's Association, representing peace officers on Sheriff's Patrol, correctional officers at the jail, and district attorney investigators.
It's a holiday happening at Fields Jewelers Moving Sale. Take advantage of this unique opportunity. Great styles at great prices. Save from 20 to 50% on everything in stock at prices you'll appreciate. Colored stones, diamond pendants, men's watches, engagement and bridal sets, and amazing solitaires. It's the perfect time to find that perfect gift at the Fields Jewelers Moving Sale. Be sure to visit fjredding.com and fill out your holiday wish list.
Hey, you're just tuning in. It's Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. This is KCNR 1460. Our guest today, Is Dave Lanford, and on the phone is Bob Dunlap, who is going to be
Dave's replacement.
Dave's replacement. It's kind of an interesting time to make a change during the holiday season, is it not?
Well, I actually gave my letter of resignation back in August. So
August of 94.
So, you know, I mean, it just happens that it turns out this particular time, but my retirement date's not actually going to be until May sometime. I have some vacation time to burn, so.
It's really an important position that you carry here, being the fact that we have 20,000, we think we have 20,000 veterans in the North State. And some of those people are really unaccounted for, so the number could be greater than that. Is that correct?
We believe that.
Well, you know, this is going to be a subject we're going to be talking about on another show, too, and we'll mention this in just a second. But Bob Dunlap, Bob, thanks so much for calling in, and we promise you that we will give you every bit as much support as we have given Dave, because your job is probably one of the most important county offices that we have.
Well, thank you, Carl. I appreciate that. I appreciate the support. And I think you're going to be safe with me, because as a private investigator, I have become very adept at working with the shredder. So your case is safe with me.
Well, that's good, because who knows what's in my case? You know, and I never once mentioned the fact you've got all that dirt on everybody. Did that help when you were on the selection process?
Yeah, but I know how to keep a secret.
Okay, Bob. Hey, thanks a lot for calling in. Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much. Merry Christmas to all of you.
And congratulations.
Thank you, Linda.
How many people were really put in their resume for this position?
I think the total amount were 51. We have 51 applications.
So that's a lot of applications to process. Who would just be right for this position? And the position is such a important part of being a voice where you can hear individuals, their stories. Have a heart and a shoulder for their stories, and let these individual veterans who've served our country feel like they're being heard and their problems are being looked at. And wow, that's first of all, it's admirable and it's heavy to be able to take that on.
We're fairly successful at what we do, and we catalog probably about $3.5 million a year for, you know, with claims and benefits and that sort of thing. So basically what I do is I chase the dollars. I really do that. But it's important to point out to you that this is a social services function, the County Veterans Service Office. It's not simply somebody that's there to make talk and chit-chat with veterans and that sort of thing. We have a function through the state of California. Our funding comes out of the Department of Health and Human Services. And so there are some specific guidelines on why we actually exist.
Great. Now, we're going to have a break here in another minute or two, but be thinking about the largest challenge we're going to be facing here in this coming year, considering the problems we're having with funding, the problems we're having with personnel, the problems we're having with so many new veterans coming up on the scope here. I also want to mention the fact is that under the Census Bureau, somebody brought in a part of the, it said from the Census, you know, the Census Bureau, but it came from the Chamber of Commerce, and it had a number of questions. This person felt extremely, extremely uncomfortable in answering. So what we're going to do is take a look at that, because we want to count all of our veterans. We have to count all of our veterans, because that has a huge impact on the amount of services that we can offer our veterans, which, you know, as far as I'm concerned, should be unlimited. If you've served your country and you've been injured in the service of your country, of course. But there's some things going on with the Census Bureau that we need to talk about and find out about another show, of course. We're going to take a quick break here. It's Carl Linda Bott. Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM.
For many folks, going to the dentist is a frightful event. Dr. William Farrell in Palisadro has always been very sensitive to his patients' fears and apprehensions. Now Dr. Farrell is offering a safe and more comfortable experience, conscious sedation dentistry, a relaxed, comfortable environment where patients have little or no anxiety and little or no memory of the appointment, yet still retain consciousness. Now receive necessary dental care and remain totally relaxed and absolutely comfortable. Call Dr. William Farrell today, 547-5757, for anxiety-free dentistry. That's 547-5757.
Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice in Reading. I've learned that getting and staying healthy is easier than people think. It's about making a lot of little changes. To see what I mean, join me Saturdays at 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460. Sponsored by Lazy 69 Ranch, home of my favorite grass-fed beef and pastured eggs, and East Earth Tradewinds, the North State's number one source for medicinal herbs and acupuncture.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460 AM. Carl Linda Bott. Phone lines here 605-4567. That time is 8:32, and the weather is delightful. Okay, it's a little chilly out there. It could be like I saw
or
some drops of rain.
Yeah,
it could be the frightful part of it. Okay, we're being joined by, of course, by our Shasta County outgoing Shasta County Veteran Service Officer Dave Lamford, but we've also had another visitor in here that just walked in. Was a guy named Eric Woodstrom.
We're going to get him on the air in a second.
From Five Star Bank, and Eric's going to be you're going to hear his voice on a regular basis when we talk banking, we talk business. Here it's another facet of our show where we try to talk about what's going on in our local economy, places to go to, some decisions if you have to make, and then the people you can go talk to about that. And that's not this isn't an ad. This is just something that we were doing before, working with the small businesses and helping small businesses, and we're going to continue to do that. We're going to continue to show light small businesses here during our show.
Well, it's the breath and the blood of our community, and we know that if we're going to thrive, we need to fill up those empty storefronts.
Yeah, you know, and not only that, but what we're finding too is that if you want a good deal, that you can get that right here in town at our local businesses. You don't need to go online. You don't need to go to the big box stores. You need to go to where the people want to work. They're your neighbors. Okay, Dave, biggest concern that you have here this coming year?
Well, a concern I have in the next few years is just employment opportunities for the veterans. But it affects everybody in the North State. Just jobs are down. It's hard to find work. That's one of the biggest concerns I have. I do want to also say that, you know, I had some budget concerns for my own department, but I'm pretty well satisfied that we're going to be able to maintain our level of service through the budget cycle 2010-2011. So our department is not going to take any drastic cuts decrease in funding for the next year anyway.
Let's go to the phones. We have someone on the line who has just been an integral force in promoting and supporting the veterans. Good morning, our good dear friend Kim Chamberlain.
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl. And good morning, David.
Good morning, Kim.
Good morning. Merry Christmas to you guys all.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And I'd like to congratulate Carl and Linda for having this radio station and on the air. I've been listening every morning.
Thank you, Kim.
And Dave Lankford, you are one of a kind of guy.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he has helped so many veterans and right along with me in most difficult times of my life. And David, thank you. And I know that you are retiring, but I know you and Debbie are going to have a wonderful life together.
Thank you, Kim.
And I'll be coming by.
Oh, yeah.
Say hi.
Okay.
Okay, I just want to call and let the listener know that how much David means to our veteran community and their family. He has been just wonderful helping out the veterans in need and filing for claims. And not only that, he is just a very comforting person, just a wonderful guy. And we will miss you, but I know we will see you.
Thank you, Kim. And, you know, I need to say that Kim's been a real champion of the veterans in the North State and of our department. And more times than I can count, she's brought food to us. And we certainly do appreciate that, Kim. Thank you very much.
We love it when Kim Chamberlain brings food. You know it's always good. Yeah. Hey, Kim, thank you so
Merry
much.
Christmas.
And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you,
darling.
Thank
you.
Yeah.
Thank
you. Well, I tell you, you know, the fact of employment or unemployment for our veterans, of course, is huge here, but it's huge in for everybody in Redding and Shasta County. And I think it's, what, 15% unemployment in Shasta County, but in reality, that's probably closer to 20%.
Well, when you get our soldiers and sailors, airmen, Marines coming back with adjustment problems, and then couple that with low unemployment or low employment, that's a pretty devastating thing for our returning servicemen and women to have to face.
The fact that we have our veterans clinic here is a huge thing. I know that they're seeing 18,000. How many people do they see during a year here? I know we were talking about the other day
about
no veterans left behind.
Right. I don't remember the exact number, Carl, but I do want to mention, though, that Dr. Leah Tate also heads up the OIF-OAF outreach program for the VA clinic, and that's a great resource for our returning veterans. They'll have a contact at the VA clinic, and we work in tandem with Dr. Tate to ensure that we get the benefits to the veteran that need to be provided.
Yeah, that's great. You know the thing too is that being seen down there at the clinic is not the not that horrible thing that people used to think it was. They've been doing a lot of work down there for our veterans with our veterans. We did a TV show KIXE the other night called No Veterans Left Behind. And in this, we had Pete Privett, who heads up the VA clinic, of course, Dave Lanford. I suggest that anybody that has anything to do or that wants to learn a lot about our veteran community and the programs open to our veterans, listen to this program and be watching when it comes on. Now, we will give an announcement so people that can and that want to watch this should. We've got a program that helps veterans who need in-home care. Is this correct? And will help the family out? And a lot of people don't even know about this program.
We're just doing everything we possibly can do to get the word out to our seniors and also to the adult children of those senior war-era veterans, because generally they're the ones that are going to come into the office and ask for help. Sharon was on your show a few days ago and spoke a little bit about this. But that's correct. It's not a brand-new program. It's a program that's been in existence ever since the VA was doing what they're doing now. But this is a war-era program, and why we're seeing so much of this now is we've got this group of World War II, Korean War, and really the Vietnam veterans, too, coming through this pipeline of time. Medical advances are keeping our seniors alive longer, and many times they're living beyond their resources, beyond their means.
Yeah.
So it's a great program for them, especially when they begin to move into some sort of assisted living.
Well, it's been a real honor having you on today, Dave, and I am sure many of our listeners have been in front of you, have stood next to you, ridden with you, we all applaud you for the phenomenal work that you've done for this great North State of ours, and we wish you well and the best with your next endeavor, which whatever that may be.
We don't know yet. We haven't written that chapter yet.
Is that right? I know that you and your beautiful bride have been I know she has done a lot with you also in the sense of keeping you supported while you're out there doing all these strange things with the veterans.
You bet.
Well, you know, Dave, thank you so much. And this isn't the last time. We'll have you back on with your replacement and to introduce him to our audience and let people get to start to know him. Because, again, it's so important that we as in Shasta County, have somebody of your stature. And again, if I can say this in front of everybody, thank you for two things. Thank you for being the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer and the way you've done your job, and thanks for being my friend.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, Linda.
All right. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. This is Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Do you own a small business or home business? Looking for a cost-effective office solution instead of working out of your home office or local Starbucks? My name is Phil Keister, and I opened Reading Business Connection for people just like you. For less than $200 a month, we offer an upscale and professional office with everything needed for you to work and meet with your clients. Reading Business Connection is located at 833 Mistletoe Lane. Call us at 223-4561. That's 223-4561. Or visit our website, readingbusinessconnection.com.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center. We have more brand names for you, better service too. Since 1945, we've been the one to trust. Come on over to Carmona's, you'll save more with us.
It's refrigeration season, and when you team up Maytag and Carmona's Appliance Center, the combination is, well, I guess the word would be, wow. Choose from top mount, bottom mount, or side by side. Carmona's has them. Want a built-in model? Carmona's has that too. Looking for a stainless steel unit? Carmona's has the largest selection in Reading. Need a freezer? Large or small? Carmona's has them. Carmona's has the largest in-stock selection of Maytag refrigerators and freezers to choose from in the North State. And mention this ad and get a free 10-year compressor warranty only at Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Reading.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
You can save your business money by paying less for postage. I'm Jennifer Haynes with Your Business Mailroom, NorCal Presort. When you outsource your mailings to NorCal Presort, you will save time and your postage will cost you less. Listen to what Owens Pharmacy has to say.
I'm Adam Wilson from Owens Healthcare Pharmacy, and we've been using Presort for quite a few years now. We used to have one of those mailing machines that you had labels and different things, and it was really a pain and a headache because we'd run out of labels and we ran out of money on the machine and just caused us a lot of grief. The biggest problem was time. We didn't have time to do all the stuff that the machine wanted us to do, and when we hooked up with Presort, they did a lot of it for us. In fact, they do all it for us, and we don't have to do anything. The beauty was is that we save money doing it. So in my mind, why would you go anywhere else? We're very happy with the Presort. They have great customer service, and we just won't go anywhere else ever.
You too can have savings in first class and standard mailings. Come and see us at 835 Industrial just off Hilltop, or call 221-6895. Save time and money today at NorCal Presort, your business mailroom.
I'm Dr. Robert Trent with Shasta Eye Medical Group.
Did you know
that astigmatism can be corrected as part of cataract surgery? Astigmatism occurs when the surface of your eye has an irregular shape, resulting in distorted vision. New lens implants are designed to correct for this.
Don't have cataract surgery without knowing all your options. Call 223-2500 to make your appointment today. Shasta Eye Medical Group. We care for your eyes.
You know when he needs to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, or anything else it, he wants a new tractor. So this year, make it the best Christmas ever with the help of Kubota and Team Power of Reading. Imagine the look on his face when you take him outside and he discovers his new Kubota B-Series tractor with that big bow on it. He'll have all the diesel power he needs from 18 to 30 horsepower and a standard or hydrostatic transmission to make his new Kubota B-Series simple and easy to operate. He can add performance mesh to implements to complete the package with loaders, mowers, tillers, and more. And his new Kubota tractor will have all the leg room necessary to allow him to work in comfort for years to come. Now, you may not know what all this means, but trust me, he will. So climb in your sleigh and go visit Santa's helpers at Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. This year, you'll be the best Santa ever when you purchase his new Kubota B-Series tractor from Team Power on Twin View Boulevard. Team Power, 226-9226.
Hi, Mama. Good morning. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio News Talk.
Well, it's actually. Fell into a burning ring of fire. Went down. Okay.
Well, we're News Talk, but we're a lot of fun, too, here on KCNR 1460. Love it. You know, we've got a special guest in the studio today. And the reason I say love it is because Ain't Life Grand, How Things Happen.
Yeah,
we're talking about Eric Woodstrom, who's the president and the big guy over at Five Star Bank. He's looking at us like, what?
I think he's like the head of the
something
Five Star Bank up here. But I don't know. Are you president?
Of, no, no.
I didn't think
of the head of the Five Star Bank in the Northern California.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you have five branches underneath you now.
Yep.
Okay, so and Eric is going to start coming on a regular basis. Once a month, we're going to have on Ask the Banker, because a lot of people are kind of freaking out about money right now, as they should, because we're, you know, things are changing dramatically in with what it used to be.
You know, I just saw today that they said 127 banks have failed in 2009.
Yep.
As compared to three in 2008 and zero in 2007.
Yep. And the predictions are that there'll be more in 2010.
Okay. Now, explain to me, these are people that are these banks that have gotten bailout money?
In some cases, they have. Some of the bigger banks that have failed have had bailout money, and that money won't be repaid. Most of the banks that are failing are smaller banks that took too much risk on some of their loans over the last 4 or 5 years and have lost all their money, lost their capital, and the customers, the banks are closed on a Friday and usually open up on a Monday as another bank.
Now, is there do we have any banks around here that are in that kind of situation?
Well, there's some banks that are struggling. There's I'd suggest that you ask your banker how they're doing, get their financial information if you're concerned. If you have FDIC insurance, you should be fine.
Right.
That's backed by the full faith and of the U.S. government. But if you have deposit accounts that are in excess of the coverage, I would be asking the hard questions of the bankers of, you know, how they're doing. Are they making money? Do they still have, you know, sufficient capital to operate? Are they under a regulatory order? There's a couple banks around us that are under some regulatory orders.
Now, you're covered by the FDIC. What is it, up to $250,000 now?
Yes, up
for personal?
For personal accounts, up to $250,000 for any account. And that goes through June 2010. They extended it to June 2010. They most likely will extend it again.
Can I ask you a question that I'm sure many people are wondering? If it's like we have a Kurt that comes on
Kurt
Saturday
Larson.
Morning,
yes.
And talks about now's the time, really the best buys are to buy real estate if you've got any cash laying around. Is it a crazy time or is it an advantageous time to open a business, being the fact that your bank is really about trying to help the small business owner to get launched?
Well, you know, in every crisis, there's opportunity. And I think right now we're seeing, you know, pockets of opportunity. There's businesses, there's business needs in the community that are unmet right now. And, you know, our goal is to work with those people that are willing to take the risks themselves, you know, to start a new business and help them with the financing of it. And we've done that in a couple of cases, you know, in the last month. That's what we pride ourselves in, trying to work through and get new businesses started that where the people have some of their own money in, that it's their business, and we're helping them on the financing side.
Our guest today is Eric Woodstrom with Five Star Bank. We're going to go to the phone lines right now. Good morning, Roberta.
Yeah, good morning, Linda and Carl. I was just calling. I wanted to give a big thank you to the Patriot Guard who were out at the airport on Saturday. Our grandson was coming in from Fairchild up in Washington State, but they were out there for a soldier that was coming in. I think his last name was Adams, but he was coming in from Afghanistan, I believe. So the Patriot Guard was out there. So being our grandson was on the same plane, he got welcomed too by the Patriot Guard. And so just made it a real special event. We had tons of people out there and so lots of fun. So anyway, so I just want to thank the Patriot Guard this morning for their service, for honoring our veterans when they come home.
Well, Roberta, thank you so much, because I tell you, the Patriot Guard are they're always out there, rain or shine, not just to welcome our heroes back to Reading, but also to be there for their final resting place in IGO or other places that our heroes are laid to rest.
Yeah, so that was what I wanted to do. I just wanted to thank them so much for being so faithful to this service.
Great. Roberta, right. thank you so much for your phone call.
Uh-huh, bye.
Thank you for your call. We're going to take a break. Coming back, I want to ask Eric, ask the banker, about credit card debt. What's happening over the holiday season and what we can look out for and be aware of. This is Carl and Linda Bott here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly. Talk radio. Just take those old records off the shelf. I sit and listen to them by myself.
What are you going to do about dinner tonight? What are you in the mood for? A savory, mouth-watering, fork-tender filet mignon you can cut with a smile? A hot and juicy New York or top sirloin steak cooked to perfection? Deep-fried jumbo prawns? Tender ocean scallops? Crunchy, flavorful, golden, brown, southern fried chicken? All served with garlic bread, baked potato, or french fries, along with a big family-style bowl of tossed green salad with the homemade dressing of your choice. In the mood? Well, then what you do about dinner tonight is do Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark for nearly 70 years and serving the finest USDA choice meats aged and prepared to tasty perfection for an unforgettable dining experience. And for a great gift idea this holiday season for a loved one, a friend, or a coworker, you can do Jack's for them too with a gift certificate to create their own dining memory. Open Monday through Saturday, close Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. What are you doing for dinner tonight? Well, grab someone special and do your best. Do Jack's, 1743 California Street, downtown Reading.
Market volatility seems here to stay. What does this mean for your investments and what steps should you take? Uncertain times call for experience that you can trust. By working with your Morgan Stanley Smith Barney financial advisor, you'll gain insights that can answer these questions to make important investment decisions for your portfolio today that can help you reach your future goals. Please call Rick Hill at 223-4200. That's Rick Hill at 223-4200.
You can save your business money by paying less for postage. I'm Jennifer Haynes with Your Business Mailroom, NorCal Presort. When you outsource your mailings to NorCal Presort, you will save time and your postage will cost you less. Listen to what Owens Pharmacy has to say.
I'm Adam Wilson from Owens Healthcare Pharmacy, and we've been using Presort for quite a few years now. We used to have one of those mailing machines that had labels and different things, and it was really a pain and a headache because we'd run out of labels and we ran out of money on the machine and just caused us a lot of grief. The biggest problem was time. We didn't have time to do all the stuff that the machine wanted us to do, and when we hooked up with Presort, they did a lot of it for us. In fact, they do all it for us, and we don't have to do anything. The beauty is that we save money doing it. So in my mind, why would you go anywhere else? We're very happy with the Presort. They have great customer service, and we just won't go anywhere else ever.
You too can have savings in first class and standard mailings. Come and see us at 835 Industrial just off Hilltop, or call 221-6895. Save time and money today at NorCal Presort, your business mailroom.
The Under the Rainbow Ceramic and Porcelain Studio at 2930 South Market Street is now Northern California's clay and pottery supply headquarters. Now is the time to be preparing your holiday ceramics for decorations or gifts. And Under the Rainbow is the place to start. Whether you want to create a personalized Christmas village, decorated tree, nativity scene, ornaments, or one of the many holiday patterns, Under the Rainbow has thousands of molds and every color of the rainbow for you to choose from. Plus, they have all the experience and advice you need. Under the Rainbow now has extended holiday hours and is now open Tuesday through Friday from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. Under the Rainbow is also the home of the North States Doll Hospital. Visit Under the Rainbow Studio at 2930 South Market Street in the Old Chesty's Flooring Building for all your holiday ceramic needs. Call them today at 242-6510. That's 242-6510.
Going shopping?
Explore the choices.
And shop Reading.
Hello, this is Frank Strazzarino, president of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce. Did you know that when you buy goods and services in Reading, you are supporting a local business, its owner, and employees in these tough economic times, and your tax dollars give us better police and fire protection, maintain our roads, parks, and trail system, and contribute to our Reading quality of life?
Going shopping?
Explore the choices.
And shop Reading.
That's us.
On KCNR 1460 AM, our guest is Eric Wittstrom, who was walking by. And you know what? You're not safe. You're walking down the street here. We'll just pull you in. You become a guest and become a part of the show. Okay. Hey, Eric, we're going to talk about a couple of things. But one of the things we wanted to tell our listeners also is that we had a dream. Linda and I had a dream about
having a radio station. And in today's economy, you know, having dreams sometimes doesn't equate to having support. And we went to Five Star Bank, and we went to Eric Wickstrom, and we said, this is our dream. This is what we want to accomplish. And the support that you all have given us, and I'm not talking like, oh, okay, no matter what type of support, because we went through all the wickets, we went through everything. But the support that Five Star Bank gave us in opening a small business here has just been absolutely outstanding.
Well, thank you, Carl. As you know, Linda talked about earlier in the show with the folks and the veterans. The backbone of our community is small business. That's what makes us tick. That's what stimulates this economy. And it's, you know, it's that's our role as community bankers, too, is we need to, you know, support our community, reinvest the folks' money that put their money in our bank. We need to reinvest it back in our community and work with people like you and Linda who have a good business plan, have some capital to put in it yourself, and are willing to take the risk to help with the financing of the rest of it. And I think that, you know, that's the teaming effort that the bankers enjoy doing. And that's what I think we're going to see more of as we move, you know, out of this into the recovery mode, out of this recession.
Well, I think that's the only thing we can do, because we can't just count on the big box stores and huge businesses to keep bailing us out and money that keeps going right back into government. I mean, you know, people say, oh, you know, all these conservatives were against money being given away, yet they're lined up at the trough to get it. But I find a big difference between somebody that applies for a loan, puts their home, literally their home, on the line to pay it off in back in a certain time with, you know, is somewhat different than the government handing out billions of dollars to banks and other agencies that they're still not sure where the money went to. They're still not sure if they're getting paid back. And even the banks they gave it to can't tell you where the money went to.
Yeah, I think that the government bailout program just turned into a travesty. It started out with good intentions and quickly spiraled into a mess. And it is a mess.
Well, we believe that the best advertising is personal testimony. And we do have a personal testimony with you. And many of the people that we talk about, we have a personal testimony about service, quality. And that's why we want to have you come on once a month.
Okay.
And we really want our listeners, because we trust you, to ask the banker.
Yeah.
The most difficult, the most embarrassing, the most informative, whatever it would be, we really trust and respect that we know that you and your bank are going to do that for our listeners. So thank you for being our guest today. I know we wish that we could have had you on earlier. We were covering some really important topics here.
Well, we're going to set it up for next
year.
Yeah. We're
going to
have,
the
same time each month. We're going to have the Ask the Banker. Just things, and we can talk about things like credit cards. You know, what's, you know, is it a good time to be buying? Is it a good time to be selling? You know, things that you've seen come across your desk because, you know, you all have got to stay up on it.
Sure.
Plus, we have some other people that are going to be on too, talking, you know, like we said, real estate with Kurt Largent, who seems to be all over the market right here in town.
And we want to thank Leonard and Coral for dropping in some baklava.
Yes.
Leonard, our friend from Four Winds Jewelry. Now, honey, you know, Christmas is coming up, so I know you don't want to, you know.
I can't believe that you brought a jeweler into the studio.
The jeweler and the banker, they're going to work the deal out.
The jeweler and the banker that are here, that, you know, they're sitting already.
I think we're all going to come out of this one.
Yeah, they're all saying they're going to come out of this good. You know, there's only one person that's getting hammered on this one.
The only thing missing is shoes.
That's it. Oh. Okay, you know, our guest this week again, tomorrow will be Sheriff Tom Basenko. Wednesday will be Trish Clark, a mover and shaker in the Shasta County Power of Politics. And Thursday, Police Chief Peter Hansen. And, of course, Friday is going to be a very Merry Christmas, I hope, for everybody. Thanks for coming in today and staying with us. The rest of the week's going to be open and crazy. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?